I'll go later. Okay, thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everyone. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio. I'm Evangelist Montel Fields, and tonight your host is going to be Evangelist Mary. And I am so thankful to have her aboard with us. I'm going to welcome her and just let her take it from here. This is her spot and her time to glorify God and share her beautiful anointing and ministry. And I welcome you tonight, sister. God bless you, and thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you, and I'm so proud and so glad for you and your husband opening up the door for me to share and to go places that I would never think or thought that I would go, and I praise God for that. And that song called I Want to Be Healed, and I praise God for saving and delivering me. And I'm going to start off tonight by giving my testimony. You know, I was raised in a Christian home, and when I was a little girl, I couldn't really talk. You know how you're kind of sturdy, but it took me an hour to say one word. So I would really say I really couldn't talk, and I had people laughing at me. Not so many young people, but old people, you know, they would get behind my parents' back and tell me, oh, you'll never talk, you know. So praise the Lord. You know, God gave me a miracle later on when my father and another preacher agreed together for God to heal and deliver me. And I praise God for that. and born in a Christian home, and my mom and my father, you know, we saw them living the word and the power of God in our house. But, you know, just because the way other people was doing, I didn't want to be saved because I didn't want to go to heaven with them. You know, I wasn't really thinking about my parents, but I was thinking about the people that I was around making fun of me when I was little. But God did heal me when I was 12. But I went on and really wasn't really saved, you know, or whatever. So when I graduated from high school, wanted to go on and be a modeler and all of that. And God said to me when I reached up to take that diploma, and he said to me, no, don't go that way. Go the way that I want you to go. I really didn't know which way God wanted me to go, but I was really sure that I wasn't going to go whichever way it was he wanted me to go. I was running and didn't want to go that way. So I was kind of scared in a way, you know, kind of shook up, but just didn't want to be saved because those people that used to laugh at me, if they was going to go to heaven, I didn't want to be there, and I knew it had to be somewhere else that I could go other than the place they was going, you know. So one day God taught, he dealt with me and said to me, well, do you want to go to heaven? You know, and I really did, and he was letting me know, well, I couldn't be like those people because really they might have not even got to go, you know, because we can't be all kind of ways all over the board and end up expecting to end up going to heaven. We can't be in the broad way. We have to be in the straight way. It's a straight way to heaven. It's a map. We have a map. God gave us the Holy Bible. You know, he tell us what to do. He gave us his commandments. So anyway, I start smoking because I was scared, you know, and really start smoking those cigarettes, and I could feel God pulling on me, and I was pulling back and didn't want to do what he wanted me to do, but it didn't really take me long. I caught myself running in the wrong direction and ran smack into Dr. Summerall, and I praise God for that. And at that time, you know, I didn't care about older people because it wasn't the kids that was laughing at me. It was the older people behind my parents' back, not all of them, but saying to me, you are never taught. So, you know, I didn't really want to hear older people. And see, God knew not to let me see Dr. Summerall because when I got saved, he was an older man. And one day when I was smoking and my heart was, you know, my chest was all whatever, you know, I knew I had messed up. And I don't know how my radio got on to the channel that he was coming on, but I heard God, the radio, Dr. Summerall was preaching. He said, if you want the Spirit of God to dwell in your heart, to go on a fast for 3 days. And, you know, I was trying to quit because I knew I had messed up, but I couldn't. Every time I got to one cigarette, I would say, I'm not going to buy any more, but I did because I couldn't quit. I was hooked. And I was eating those cigarettes. And I tell you what, when Dr. Summerall said, if you want the Spirit of God to dwell in you, to go on a fast for 3 days, I said, I'm going to do that. The devil said to me, you might do it without eating, but you can't do it without smoking. I jumped on my feet and I said, Satan, you're a liar. If I can do it without smoking, eating, I can do it without smoking. From that day to now, praise the Lord. Oh, any good. From that day to now, so hallelujah. From that day to now, being a young woman in my 20s, I have not had a cigarette, praise God. Could have been 19 or 20, whichever one. But I have not had a cigarette. Went on that fast for 3 days, and when I came off of that fast, feel like someone had took a straw brush, hallelujah, and just cleansed my lungs out. And I felt the Spirit of God living in me. And, oh, I was filled with the gifts, and I knew it. But I tell you, I've been saved over 35 years. I haven't had a cigarette since. Haven't had a desire to even have one. You know, when God come forth and heal and deliver you, when he does it, he does a good job. Ain't nothing Satan can do about it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to clap myself. But I want to tell you today, you may be out there struggling with addiction. It may be alcohol. It may be drugs. It may be pornographer. It may be whatever. It may be homosexuality. It may be a lesbian or whatever. Or whatever it may be. It may be just not being saved. But I can tell you one thing. If I went on that fast for 3 days, and when I was on that fast, I was meditating in the Word, praising God as I was on that fast. When I came off of that fast, seemed like somebody had washed me white as snow. I knew that God had cleansed and delivered me. I knew I was saved because I repented. I asked God to forgive me of all of my sins and wash me in his precious blood. If you got to hang up today, you're not delivered. You can't get delivered. Seem like it's nowhere to go. You can't go anywhere to find deliverance. How do you wash your divorce? Run to the altar. It could even be in your home. All you have to do is say, God, forgive me of all of my sins. Heal and deliver me, and he'll do it. He'll draw you. He's drawing you to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because that's what Jesus died for us to be saved and have a right unto the tree of life. We all can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may find help in time of our troubles, in time of our needs. I had a need. I was in trouble. I was dying. If God hadn't have did that for me, would I have been here? I was in my 20s, and now what? I'm 60-some years old, but I wouldn't have been here, praise the Lord. And not only that, my testimony today, my daughters, I have two daughters, they're saved. My grandkids are saved. The Bible says, a good tree bring forth good fruit. A corrupted tree bringeth forth bad fruit. Not saying that if some of your kids are saved right now. No, it doesn't mean it's corrupted or it was bad fruit. No, the Bible says when we raise up our children, they may stray a minute, but they're going to come back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his healing and delivering power. Thank God when he died on the cross to save the world from sin. It still works today. Thank God for the old rugged cross that we can come boldly to the throne. No matter what hang-ups, no matter what we need to be delivered from, he is our deliverer. He is our savior. He is our soon coming king. All we have to say, oh God, forgive me, wash me, heal me, deliver me, God, and he'll do it. Because you know what? It's no special person when it comes down to God. He loves us. And I'm going to sing this song. But God loves you. And if it was only you, he would have died just for you. Just for you, he would have died for. Oh, because he loves you. He loves you. And he would have died just for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
Like my dear sister has lost her connection. Hopefully we can get her back on and in here really quick. I was enjoying being blessed by her song. Sometimes these things happen and we lose connection, and let's just trust God to get her back in here. And I just love Sister Mary's anointing and the way she praises the Lord and that she loves him. And I'm trusting God to get her back on with us and that she can join us shortly. I'll try to get a hold of her. And Sister Mary has such a true heart for worship, and she loves the Lord, and she loves reaching out to others. And I thank God that she's brought us aboard to share her ministry and the love that she has for the Lord. What a blessing to share with beautiful saints of the Lord. And I'm trusting God to get her back on the line and to call in and join us. So just be praying that she gets back on here and the lines get open and she continues us with their song. Hallelujah. I pray you guys are all having a blessed weekend. And for all the dads out there, I wish you a happy Thursday tomorrow. And I pray your time with your family is blessed. And I pray that most of all, we take time to acknowledge our Heavenly Father tomorrow. One of the most important things of all. I know I love him with all of my heart. And I just appreciate all he does in my life. Praise be to God. And I'm trying to get a hold of beautiful Sister Mary and have her connect back with us. She may not even realize, because she was worshiping, that we lost her. So, God, I'm just praying you open up the lines and let Sister Mary back in and that we can connect. I'm listening to her beautiful music. And I just thank God for all he's doing on the broadcast and all the people that he's bringing in. And God is just an amazing, amazing. And I just thank him so much. I'm so blessed in doing these broadcasts and getting to share with all the different ministries I get to share with. And I just thank him so much for what he does in my life and all these beautiful people's lives that he's connected me with. And I'm going to play a song while I try to connect to her. And this is by a young artist. His name is Young Chris. And the title of the song is Amazing Grace. He wrote it. One of my dear brothers in Christ, J.O.T., he's a Christian rapper, shared his song with me. And I want to share that with you right now while we wait to get Sister Mary in. I know it will bless you, and God bless you, and let the song minister to you and lift you.
You know, God is just so amazing. I feel like we need to change it up and rap and just glorify him, like worship. God has done some things in my life that, you know, honestly, if I never had him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And it's only by his amazing grace that I'm here.
That
just walking into this empty store, full of the sin in its world, and I hunger for more. Sitting down in the background, I'm staring at the floor, wondering like where's the love, cause lately my life has been torn. And it's saddening to see how happily the people around me seem to be when I'm tragically fighting to try to live. And when I look to the sky and attempt to ask for your help to make it, the devil try to tell me that you don't exist. Always felt like breaking down, never was I looking up, never would I make a sound, and still you heard my heart speak up. And then you finally show me your face, in the form of another man, you finally show me your grace, amazing grace.
You're the reason that we speak, you're the reason that we breathe, you're the reason that we sing, it's your amazing grace. You're the reason who we are, and we're shining like the stars.
The devil tries to steal the joy that people feel so he can take them from Christ. I used to live my life blind until I received God's grace. So homie, never will I ever give the devil the time of the day. Yeah,
you're the reason that we speak, you're the reason that we breathe, you're the reason that we sing, it's your amazing grace. You're the reason who we are, and we're shining like the stars. You're the reason that we're saved. It's your amazing grace. Your amazing grace. Your amazing grace. Surrounded by your love.
praise God. He gave his life for us. And sometimes it's really hard to really comprehend that. Could you imagine laying down your life for all the sins of the world, past, present, and to come? What a gracious and heavenly Father we have that he would send his only begotten Son into the world to be our perfect sacrifice. And Sister Mary was sharing her beautiful testimony with us before we got disconnected, and we're trying to get her back on, and I'm just hoping soon I'll have an answer, and I'll continue to share some song, and I have to answer this back if you give me one moment, and I'm sorry for all the interruptions and everything that's going on, but we're going to continue with some music and get back to the show as soon as we get her in on the line. Thanks, and God bless. Jesus Christ, and for making us a way to become new. And Mary was sharing her testimony before we got disconnected. I'm going to share one more song, and if she's not able to get back through, we'll reschedule, because she's going to, well, I don't have to really say reschedule, she's going to be on faithfully every Saturday night sharing her ministry and her songs, and she's just a beautiful woman of God, and I'm so thankful he brought her into my life. And Mary was sharing earlier about the old man inside of her, her testimony and how she changed when God got into her life. And I really love this song. It's by Del Way. It's called The Old Man Is Dead. And I'm going to share that and hope she gets back in here. If not, we'll come back, have a word of prayer, and we'll close out. I believe in God's timing and everything happens for a purpose. So I'm going to share that song. I hope it blesses you. And I hope she gets back in. If not, she'll be here to share with us throughout the week on various broadcasts because we all minister together. And again, this next Saturday at 6 p.m., she's on every Saturday at 6. And again, here is the song, Del Way, The Old Man Is Dead.
Not seen for some time. Will stop by and ask me, where have I been? What's on my mind? They wonder why I'm not drinking and still painting this old town red. Tell them I'm serving Jesus now, and the old man is dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. I may wear the same clothes and have the same old name, but you're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, you would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. I used to live such a wicked life. I had no hope inside. I was lost in darkness, searching for the light. Then one night in a little church, after hearing what the preacher said, I gave my life to Jesus, and the old man was dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. I may wear the same clothes and have the same old name, but you're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, you would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. You're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, you would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead.
everyone. This is Evangelist Montel Fields. Mary is on the other line with me, and she's going to call back in, and we're going to get her reconnected. So go ahead and call back in, sister, and I'll keep speaking until you join us back on here. All right, God bless. We had some technical difficulties, and she didn't realize that her line had disconnected. So we're going to get her back on here, and she's going to share. And God put a word on her heart, and she was just lost in beautiful worship and didn't even realize, as I said, that the line had disconnected. So it should only take her a moment, and I'll get her back on here and let her continue to share through the leading of the Spirit. And I just thank God again for such a beautiful, anointed woman, and it's such a blessing to have her to be a part of this ministry. Praise be to God. I'm just waiting for her to come on aboard with us and to share with us and to go forth for God's glory. And as I say in life, things are going to happen. And when the world comes against you, or the enemy tries to come against you, just keep on keeping. And praise God. I see your number. So let's get her back on here and welcome her back on the air. Hello.
You know, hi, I'm here. I can't hardly hear you, but praise the Lord. But when I was ministering a while ago, God gave me that somebody was on cocaine. Am I still on?
Wow. You're on, sis. Go ahead.
There?
We can hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
Let me call back because my phone is not acting right. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Wow.
As you can see, the enemy tonight is just trying to cause dismay and cause disruption, and we're just going to pray that God opens the lines and things turn around. Hallelujah. There's always a reason for everything that happens, so we're just going to trust God that we get Mary back on the line and she shares what the Lord has put on her heart. So, Father God, I just pray that you open up the line, that you give us a good contact, dear God, and connection, dear God, and that Mary get to share what you placed upon her heart, Father God. In your son's name, I just praise you and I thank you. And I just rebuke you, Satan. You have no power over this broadcast, over these airwaves. God is in control. And even though you think that you're going to stop the word from coming forth, God is able, and he's going to make a way. So I'm going to open up the line and let her sister back on. Hallelujah.
Praise him. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
The Lord.
Can you hear me, sis?
Yes, I can. God is
for answered prayers. Go ahead, sis, and continue.
Amen.
And share. God bless you.
Okay. Someone is hooked up on cocaine, and God wants you to be healed and delivered. He wants you to just ask him to forgive you of your sins and ask him to heal you and just reach out and claim that. He's a miracle worker, and he is a healer. When I was going off, God gave me cocaine for somebody. I just plead the blood of Jesus over that person that's going through that situation. Devil, you lie. You take your hands off of them right now, and I decree him healed, delivered, and made free. The yokes and bondages will be broken, and this person will be healed. It could be many of people, but cocaine. God, break that addiction now. It's a name, and devil is coming down. I bind it. I break it into pieces. Put it down, plant it in the sea, and cover it with the blood of Jesus. God, we give
hallelujah,
her the praise
hallelujah.
And the glory now that's due to your name. I had a friend, and her son was in prison, in jail or whatever, and every time that he was coming up for trial, you know, to be sentenced, they just kept putting it off. So when she called about a month ago, and I said, well, the next time that he go to trial, and home. Because they don't have a case and they can't get it right. But prayers, you know, sometime, even when we done something, I said sometime, God know our heart and he will forgive that and let the doors open up for us to go on. Or sometime when people be done lied on us, you know, God will open up those doors and go on. And I remember one time a lady said to me, you know, she didn't know me, and I had a store named Looking Good downtown, and I really use it for my platform for God, because when they would come in, I would pray for yokes and bondages to be broken, for people to be healed and delivered. But this day, the lady came in. She was talking and, you know, telling me about her son and was locked up, you know, and we was in Indiana and he was in Michigan. So I prayed for God to open up that door and to let that son come out in Jesus' name. So anyway, her sister told me the next day, she said, you know, you prayed yesterday and last night the doors open up, and that boy walked home because he was shocked that the doors of the jail opened up for him, a prison, whichever one that he was at. But we see many miracles, God breaking yokes and bondages. But he said, if my word abide within you, it's in you, that we can ask him what we will and it shall be done. In Philippians, God tells us what to ask for, things to pray about, something just, something good, and of a good report. He's not going to give us something that we know is contrary unto what he wants us to have or do. My God. See, we can't pray prayers that we know God ain't going to answer. Our heart ain't right when we praying or whatever. You know, God is not going to answer prayers like that. But when we come boldly, emptied out, loving him, praying, and, you know, the word is in us. And maybe it's not, but we're getting on the right track. And we want God to do this and that. Sure, he hears us when we pray. Sometimes people say God don't hear a sinner when they pray, but I think he do, because when a sinner come forth to God repenting, God hears that. He receives you. And when we get saved, when somebody gets saved, it doesn't matter if somebody been saved for 20 years or 50 years, and when you get saved, you can get saved right then. But God gives you the same one that he gave somebody else. That's the kind of God we serve. The same one that he gives somebody else, he gives to you. But thank God that we serve a healer and a deliverer, God. A God that shields and protects us. Hallelujah. A God that we can end up being under the shadow. When things happen all around us, he can be our shield and our protection. And that's what he is, praise God. Not only for just our to be saved, delivered, but God is our shield and our protection. The angels of the Lord encamp around about those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Praise the Lord. And all we're called because Jesus died for us. That's what he died for us, to be saved, delivered, and made free. And the doors are swung open for you. The angels rejoice when even one or two people come to the Lord. Or even if all of us come at one time, they rejoice. They have a party. So we should have one, don't you think? Well, I praise God today, and sorry I went off the air, but God gave me cocaine. So be healed, be delivered. It doesn't matter whether you're a male or a woman. He said cocaine. So receive that. Today is your day of deliverance. Take hold to that and be healed. Hallelujah. And delivered free.
Yes,
okay.
Praise God.
Oh, my God. Praise God.
Thank you, Father. And that's what the enemy likes to do, sis. Well, he knows he likes to bring disruption. He's been trying to do that all day, all around all of us. And when God has a word to bring forth, he tries to put a stop to it. But praise be to God for our faith and keeping on keeping, and that God was able to open up those lines, and you got to share the word that he placed on your heart and your beautiful testimony, because so many out there are bound by all those type of things in their life, and so many think there's no way to break free. But praise be to God. That's why our testimonies are so important. We're to share
right.
what God does in our life
back.
And what he is able to do. Our testimonies
yeah.
bring hope, and they let people see what God is capable of, and he is capable of all
yeah.
things. And as we share all the time, he's our healer, our deliverer.
Yes.
He is the
yes.
one that sets us free. And if you keep
Amen.
Searching for things of the world to satisfy you and bring that peace, you're not going to find it, because we were made to worship God. We were made
Amen.
With a purpose and a plan, and the only
Amen.
True peace is found in him. Praise be to God.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. So praise the Lord. He's so good.
Yes, he is, sis. Yes, he
Amen.
Is. And I was sharing with all the listeners that you're going to be on faithfully every Saturday at 6 p.m. Central. They're going to be getting blessed to hear you share the word, your beautiful anointing, your beautiful anointed voice. It's such a blessing. I love to hear you share and to sing. There's such a difference when someone has that anointing in their life. And, you know, it's such a blessing when I'm even talking to people, you know, through messages on Facebook and various things, yep. when they say, I can feel the anointing in your life, I can see God in your... And that's what I always pray to God. It's like, Father God, let your light shine through me. Let them see you in me. And that's what we need to all be doing. And his love definitely shines forth, my beautiful sister. You are so special to me. I know we haven't known each other very long, but I spiritually connected to you. You are such a blessing in my life. And I look so forward to seeing what God's going to do on the broadcast and what he's going to do through each and every one that's come aboard to share. And each day we have new ministers that's going to be sharing. And we've got a regular platform going now. And there's so many sisters waiting in line because I'll be on a Monday nights and possibly on Thursday sometimes as well. Apostle Dallas Miller has some things going on, and I like to keep things going forth for God's glory. But I have a list, sis. There's so many that want to be on, and sometimes I look at this like, wow. But, you know, I know God will make a way. That to me, that's such a compliment. And they're contacting me on my LinkedIn accounts and on Facebook and through phone calls. And my friend told me about you, and that's the glory of God. That's nothing to do with me putting the effort. And God blesses your faithfulness. And you'll be amazed at the people he'll bring into your life. When you share your testimonies, when you reach out to others, God will bring amazing people like my beautiful sister here, Evangelist Mary Grable. And sing, girl, I'll tell you what, you can hit a high note. God definitely gave you a voice. But the beautiful thing I love about your singing is it comes from the heart. You are worshiping. Yeah. And that's the type of people I love to hear sing. When you're truly worshiping and you're focusing on him, there's some people that just perform. They make it about themselves, about being in the limelight. But you, sis, you make it about God's glory and bringing people into his presence. And that's the type of music and vocals I love to listen to when it's about God's presence. And it refreshes you. It draws you into his presence. And I just thank God that he's using you that way, sister. And I'll tell you one thing, girl. Earlier you shared your age. It's like, there is no way, because, sister, there isn't. I when I look at your picture, there is no way. God is so good. Not that that's my mama is a little bit older than that, but that's still young to me. But you said your age. I was like, man, God is. Yeah, girl, you're beautiful, and you definitely don't look your age. Isn't it amazing? Because people will even tell me that a lot of times when they look at my picture, they'll call me a liar. They're like, there's no way you're 45. I said, I think I know what year I was born. I said, God's just been good to me, and I choose to take care of myself. And, you know, I see that a lot in people's lives. When they're truly serving the Lord and his hands upon their life, you know, I see people. We had a lady I went to church with. She was in her 70s. And, sister, I'm telling you, she only looked like she's in her early 50s. And, man, that woman was active. I see so many that way because that is the fear of God. When you're living for God and his hand is upon you, that's what he'll do in our life. And you are beautiful, and everyone can see what I'm talking about that listens to the On Demand, because my beautiful sister's picture is on there, and you're just a beautiful person inside and out, sis, and I really do appreciate and I love you.
Well, I love you, too, and I believe my grandkids keep me young. We run and we play kickball and all that stuff, and I'm right with them, you know? And God is so good.
Grandkids do that. Yeah, I have a little great niece, and I get the blessing of watching her sometimes, and she keeps me hopping, too. But if you think you can stay connected, I would love for you to bless us with another song. We have about 8 minutes left in the broadcast, and I would just really love to hear you sing if you feel led in it.
Let me go over and put a song on. You can talk, and then when I get it on, I come back over. I won't move my phone because I don't want to cut myself off.
We'll wait here patiently for your beautiful song. As I said, God is... Go ahead, sis. Whenever you're ready, we're ready to hear. And I just love hearing Sister Mary share with us. She's got such a beautiful, anointed voice. And she just loves to bring people into his presence and make it all about God and worship. And we're supposed to press into his presence. Come before him anticipating, expecting things that he's going to move. When you go before him, come with thanksgiving in your heart, knowing and believing that he is able, that he is the way maker, that he has made the way. Let him see that you have faith to know that just with the faith of a mustard seed, he can move a mountain. As Mary was sharing earlier about someone being hooked on cocaine, God is the deliverer. Praise be to God. And we're just, as we come in, getting close to the end of the broadcast, we're going to let Mary share a worship song with us, and we're just going to get into his presence and go out with thanksgiving in our hearts. And I just praise you. Hallelujah. Go ahead, sis.
Never let me go. No, 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 no. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your priest. You are my desire, Jesus. No one else will do. No, 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 no. Nothing else is gonna take your place. Still the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God, sis.
Thought I had lost you again. I'm kind of hoarse today, but I thought I had lost you again. God is so good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we've only got a couple minutes left, sis, if you want to lead us out in a word of prayer. And again, this is Evangelist Montel Fields, and on Saturday night, your host is going to be Evangelist Mary Grable, and she's a beautiful singer and minister of the gospel. She just has a heart for worship, and I'm just so thankful to welcome her on. But have a very blessed and safe Father's Day. God be with you all, and keep on keeping. And I'm going to let our beautiful sister pray us out tonight.
Oh, praise you, Jesus, God. Oh, Rabashadadiyosha. We send the word of healing, God. To everybody that's listening, we send the word of healing, the word of deliverance, Father. Father, we break yokes and bondages. Devil, you're a liar. Loose your hold off of God's people. And even those that are not saved, loose your hold. And God, we send the word to them to come in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for your healing and your delivering power. Thank you for breaking yokes and bondages. Thank you, Father, for people being healed of cancer, God. Leukemia. God, heal and deliver your people. God, liver disease, God. Heal and deliver. God, drugs and alcohol. God, we decree miracles to come forth, for yokes and bondages to be broken. I send the word of healing. I send the word of deliverance, Father, for them to be healed, delivered, and made free. And I blood cover them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your healing and your deliverance right now, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my dear sister. And may God bless you, and you have a beautiful weekend. And I look forward to having you on to the week when you're able to join us. And again, you are such a blessing. I'm so happy and thankful to have you be a part of Reaching Out Radio's ministry family.
Thank you. And I'm so happy for you to open up to let me on board, you and your husband. And I praise God for that. Thank you so much.
God bless you, sis. And we'll talk real soon. Feel free anytime to join us on any of the broadcasts. I love you, sis. I said, everyone, keep on keeping. Don't back down when God is backing you up.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sis.
God bless you. Bye.